Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Geopolitical risks remain a worry, but for the most part, the Irish economy is bubbling along, and some of the concerns expressed 7 months ago have abated a little. That's the view of the Central Bank of Ireland, which has released its latest financial stability review for the economy. I spoke to the Deputy Governor, Vaz Maduros, and began by asking him whether Ireland was in something of a Goldilocks phase.
In recent months, yes, there is positive news. So global and domestic economic activity have remained resilient, and inflation in Europe and in Ireland has come down substantially. And that's good news. It's supporting the financial position of households, businesses, and then the risks that are facing the financial system in the near term. But this is, as you know, a very uncertain world, and risks remain that it's important that the financial system identifies, assesses, and manages. And they're from different sources. So first of all, of course, geopolitical developments. We've seen geopolitics as a source of shocks in recent years, and that remains. And it really matters for a small, open, highly globalized economy like Ireland. Second, the risk that inflation might be a bit more sticky than expected, which then might require interest rates globally to remain higher for longer than currently expected. And third, if you look at global financial markets, there are segments of markets where asset valuations appear high, or put differently, the pricing of risk is low relative to history, in contrast to all this uncertainty that we're seeing in the world around us.
The consumer, some polling suggests that he and she, God bless them, are a little bit more nervous than the wider economy would suggest. We are in a real wage rising economy, and yet the consumer's not fully certain, and he and she are a huge component of the economy.
No, indeed. And that's understandable. There's been both a series of very large shocks that are very fresh in people's minds, from the pandemic to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the energy price shock. Of course, the effects of some of the shocks are now dissipating, and real incomes are now rising again, as you said. But also there is genuine uncertainty out there, which is affecting consumer sentiment.
Yeah. Do you think that unemployment will remain as historically low in the next year or two, as we've seen in the last year?
Yeah, I mean, the labour market has been, in Ireland, but also in Europe and globally, very, very resilient. Unemployment, as you know, here is at low levels. The labour force has expanded. We've seen some easing in terms of the supply-demand imbalance in the labour market, with some vacancies coming down gradually, but the labour market has been very resilient. We're going to be publishing our central economic projections next week, and we'll have an updated assessment there. But so far, the labour market has been very resilient.
Let's talk about the commercial property sector. You said that there could be a loss of 25% in capital value since 2019. That's a huge drop. And yet you say the Irish commercial property market has withstood that. Why?
So the way I describe it is there's been some real fundamental shocks affecting segments of the commercial real estate market in Ireland and globally. So we've seen, following the pandemic, a big shift towards working from home, which has reduced the demand for space. We've seen an acceleration of online shopping, which has reduced the demand for retail space. And of course, we've seen the big increase in interest rates to bring inflation down. And these have led to substantial adjustments in valuation in segments of the market, especially office and retail, and of course in activity. So it's a real fundamental shocks driving that adjustment. What we haven't seen is the financial sector amplifying these stresses. The financial sector
Does that mean demanding their property back, their loans back?
So that would be one dimension of it. But what we haven't seen is the financial sector making big losses, which would impair its ability to provide lending, for example. The adjustment has been orderly. And because of, first, the diversification of financing we've seen in commercial real estate over the past 10, 15 years, And second, the much stronger resilience of the banking sector that we have built up. The financial sector overall is in a better position to absorb this shock and not amplify it to the rest of the economy.
And what about small businesses? At the start of this year, they saw an increase in their costs, national minimum wage, holiday costs, sickness benefits, and soon they will face auto enrollment. Are you a tiny bit nervous that there could be problems in that sector?
Well, again, for small businesses and for SMEs, the underlying strength of the economy has been a very positive and supportive factor. And actually, we've seen that on average, profit margins have been maintained last year compared to the year before. But of course, this is the average, and there are distributional issues around this, and there are some parts of the sector where we've seen increased distress, including, for example, in hospitality. But those levels of distress still remain at relatively low levels.
Finally, the counter-cyclical buffers. At the moment, it's set at 1.5% for financial services companies. Given the fact that the economy is robust, were you tempted to raise that?
So we've set the counter-cyclical capital buffer, maybe first to explain what it is, because I know it is a complex name, but this is a buffer of capital that we build up when times are good, so that when shocks hit, the banking system is able to absorb any losses and maintain the supply of lending to the real economy. We have gradually been building it up, and it's now, as you mentioned, at 1.5%. We judge that this is an appropriate level given where the economy is at the moment, and domestic risks are neither too subdued or too elevated, but we stand ready to move it in either direction if conditions change.
And that is the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank of Ireland, Vas Mahduras.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.